Being for Others Blog, number 72. More Mind Games. 4 September 2020. I'm not letting go of eternal life. The mind games of Article 61 and Article 62 continue to haunt me and beckon me to exist forever. Let us add one more thought to those articles. Metaphysics of Eternal Existence. The articles together probe existence beyond physical manifestation. This follows Plato's Form of the Good, in which an idea extends without or before and after the presence of a tangible object. Existence extends beyond physical matter. Inadequacy of physical resurrection. The articles recognize that the simplistic appeal of physical resurrection is not an answer to end all questions. What we now understand as a physical body does not provide for endless survival. Let us not be overly literal or overly limited. Personhood is intelligence obeying a fundamental law of physics. Matter and energy cannot be created or destroyed, but merely changed from one form to another. Physics analogy to the unseen. An interesting article in Quora points to something deeper than surface appearance. It speaks of a capacitor, a device consisting of two electrodes, for example, metal plates, separated by air or a spacer, that can hold electrical charge. It is said to be energized when it is charged up and can do work upon being discharged. That is, it stores energy. It is expected that the charged capacitor has more mass than the same capacitor when not charged. Other experiments demonstrate that electrons, usually considered particles, can behave as waves. Decades ago, I read a speculation similar to the capacitor story. The writer declared that if one of two identical springs is compressed, made to contain energy, and the two springs are separately dissolved in identical batches of acid, the acid around the energized spring will reach a higher temperature. While the above types of energy are not obviously visible, we can, at least in theory, detect them indirectly. I use this analogy to argue that existence goes deeper than what we can presently observe, especially existence of human beings. Infinite application. I call on you to think beyond physical observations in order to drive home a point about eternal life, which in Article 52 defines godhood. While you can reconstruct anything from the plans which cannot be extinguished, Article 62 says that the essence of intelligent continuation is sentience. An indestructible formula for me does me no good unless I am aware of existing. Therefore, I added today's stories about unseen energy. I am positing future sentience, which is not yet proved. Do not dismiss the higher orders mentioned in Article 50 simply because you have not realized them yet. By the same token, do not limit them to what you can presently imagine. Now the vital issue. Have all my sequential and cross-referenced articles contributed any idea that is new to you? Are you surprised that cosmology is not the purpose of the discussion? My aim was to stimulate new thinking for all kinds of believers and non-believers, religiously devout, science-dedicated, theist, non-theist, atheist, and all variants of freethinkers. I persist in persuading everybody to exist eternally. My purpose was to teach tolerance. The unifying thread is civil discourse among people of all positions. Per Article 66, readers may criticize me in good faith and sincerity. As co-teachers, you are participating in collegial dialogue. We agree on some points and disagree on others. We have grown together without threatening or injuring anyone. The world is happier because we are tolerant. By teaching wild speculation beyond the mundane, I have been taking us above life's menial discord and on to the discovery of our shared intellectual expansion. Thank you for growing with me.